This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Wow, Ethnically Ambiguous. That's the podcast.
This is the intro.
We have another soul episode for you today, another fun conversation.
Where are the guests?
We are the guests, and we talk about our beautiful friendship. We talk about how bad the idol is, and we talk about tennis, and yeah.
Breakpoint. Go watch it. Yeah. The idol. Don't watch it.
Don't.
So much to talk about.
Yeah.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Areen's kind of a cool name.
Yeah, that's cool. Actually, I do know someone named Areen in Arabic, but Areen in English pronunciation. I do think it's a nice name. Areen.
Areen.
Yeah.
I know an Arlene.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's...
What if your... Wait. That's a real name. I said, what if your name was Charlene?
And they were
but
like,
that's
oh.
a real name. We know Charlene's.
We do.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We have her on the show.
I also know a different Charlene. She was on The Bachelor. Oh. Anyway, not relevant.
But we are still looking at each other face-to-face in person.
That's right. It's still July 7th. I know you guys heard an episode last week and you were like, yikes. But now, actually, I famously have said that last week's episode was a really good one.
You have said that one time in the last, it's like 2 minutes ago.
Literally, so. Like as soon as we ended the podcast last 10 minutes ago, I said, that was a really great podcast. So famously, I have said that last
You're
week's episode 10 minutes ago was a good episode.
I do think.
Go on.
Now that we're back in person, there's a different dynamic. Conversations are like easier to have in person. Like who would have thought?
I think kind of the pandemic in a way renewed our friendship.
I think
because
so
we
too.
Didn't see each other for like 3 years. It felt like we just kept looking at each other on Zoom. Like
it had
what
a good
else?
Like refresh. You know, I really
yeah. We needed
like
to go
that.
Away to come back together.
Yeah, I really am proud of our friendship when I think about it.
Because remember last time we saw each other before the pandemic started, my hands were around your throat.
I mean, we were not in a great place.
My hands were around your throat.
I.
Physically and sort of like metaphorically.
Yeah, I guess I do. I was thinking about this the other day, though. I think our friendship is like the fact that we've known each other for so long. I feel like I've been so annoying for so much of it. Or like I feel like
we've, I mean, yeah, I feel like I've been so aggro for so much of our friendship.
Yeah, but like I think the fact that we've stayed friends, we still like each other, and we still fucking laugh together. I think
and we
that's
still
a really
do
nice,
a podcast together.
That's insane.
That's insane.
That's insane. don't come for me for saying that word. But no, I am really proud of our friendship. And I do think the pandemic, in a way, let us like hit refresh. And
I agree.
You know, and I really like, I mean, thank God for COVID.
Yeah, thank God for COVID and the millions of deaths.
COVID saved this podcast.
Just joking. It's very sad. We are still in COVID, which is so surreal that America has fully just been like shut off.
That's true.
We're like, who?
Yeah, I don't mean to belittle COVID. That's a good point.
Wait, sorry.
Good
point. How do you pronounce it?
Kavid? It rhymes with David.
Yeah. No, Kavid?
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, almost immediately, America's like, who?
Yeah.
New phone, who this? Yeah. And you're like, people are still getting COVID.
Yeah. I feel like someone I know got COVID pretty recently, actually.
I do. Yeah, I do too.
Damn.
Guys, it's not over.
It's not over.
The pandemic is not over.
You've gotten it once.
I've only gotten it once.
Me too. Okay, well,
Halloween of last year.
Picking up someone from the airport last
year. That's right, I remember that.
Yeah.
I got it at tennis, outside.
That is pretty wild.
Because that strain, whenever that was, Omicron 2.0 or
3.0. Oh, that was like a bad one.
That one was a bad one because apparently people were catching it outside.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Viruses are too smart.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I was outside.
It really kind of does terrify me how smart a virus has to be to, like, still be around and, like, evolve in different ways and, like, oh, this one makes your throat hurt more or, like, whatever it is, you know?
This one gives you pink eye. Remember the pink eye one?
No, what?
That was, like, a recent strain was giving people pink eye.
Pink eye is something I don't know why I'm always nervous about. It's like it's an unrational nervousness I have about it.
Well, you shouldn't be unrational because I fart on your pillows all the time. I sneak into your home and fart on your pillows. I don't actually know if that's how you get COVID or pink eye.
I think it's
like a famous rumor of like how you get pink. I have no idea.
I should have a sister. She would.
I need like Mythbusters to tell me if that's how you actually get pink eye is because someone
like
farted on your pillow.
Like fecal air. Yeah. I lost my sister.
I mean, yeah, I believe you could get pink eye if someone shits on your pillow. But like, I don't know.
Wait,
if,
did
like...
I even not even start this? God, this is. I was being so proactive, going to set this timer. And I just did it. So let's just pretend we just started. It's fine.
Our engineer left to go smoke a cigarette.
Okay, great.
What is it? What is it? 1992? Who still smokes cigarettes?
Oh, God.
Get a flavored vape pen.
It's in a weird way, though. The same way like trends come back, I think cigarettes have come back. You know what I mean? I think they were gone for a while.
So European.
Yeah, and now they're back. And they're like kind of cool, quote unquote, again. Maybe they were never not cool. I don't know. It's kind of the worst thing to do for your body and skin.
I feel like LA cigarettes are bad, but like in Europe, people are like, why are you vaping in here?
That's true. That's true.
You're like, oh, okay.
Very casual. I mean, Middle East and Europe, definitely it's like
everyone's
you go outside
cigarettes.
And you smoke. Yeah.
And you're like, hey, don't smoke. You'll get cancer. And they'll be like, have you seen what I've seen? And you're like, oh, never mind. Sorry.
Which is really interesting because they walk around everywhere and like most of Europe is like very like health. Like they're just like not.
Well, it's because their food is regulated so they can smoke. Famously, if your country has regulations of what like people can put in your food, like companies and like giant conglomerates, usually like that food is good. So to cancel out sort of like the dark shit, you're allowed to smoke cigarettes.
I kind of understand that.
Doesn't it make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I know I just kind of made it up in my head, but like.
But it does make sense.
Like when I say it out loud, I'm like, I bet that's real.
You sound like a scientist.
I like kind of was immediately like, wait a second. Is there a PhD a frame behind my head?
Was that what that is?
A fucking college degree appears behind my head all of a sudden. I'm just like, oh my God, I guess I have a PhD.
Wow, you're so smart. No, it's, what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say something a million thoughts ago that last episode was fun, but I also think we haven't recorded in person in so long, and I really forgot how, I mean, this sounds so stupid saying it out loud, but like a conversation flows so much better when you're with someone and you see their face and there's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just nicer.
It's nice to be in person.
Yeah.
Versus like...
Zoom, like laggy Zoom and like
internet doesn't work and you're on your hotspot.
God damn.
And every time you freeze, you're not looking at the camera, so it's making me crazy.
That was a messy ass episode. I apologize, everybody. But no, I hope you guys enjoyed last week. Guess what? It's going to be the same thing today, just the two of us. But my friend Julie, shout out to you. You famously told me that you like these episodes, so this is for you. You're welcome.
Who?
Julie.
Oh, Julie. Shout out, Julie.
Yeah. She said that she likes when we just, like, kind of talk. She likes podcasts where people just kind of have a conversation.
Your friends listen to this?
I mean, I didn't know
Good
really until semi-recently.
They
but
support
it kind of,
you.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
I think sometimes Jenny listens to this, but I'm not 100% sure. Jenny, are you listening? Text me right now.
I think it's nice that, like,
8 weeks.
In my head, like, I don't know. I feel like I've separated this
in
from real
head.
Life.
Sorry, I don't know.
In
that just kind of came
head.
To me.
Zombie.
That's what's in your head. Actually, factually feels right.
Yeah, it does. But it is, you know, it's kind of cute because, like, she'll mention something that I talked about and I'll be like, oh, yeah, you do know about that. Cool, you know? So it is kind of nice when friends support you.
Wait, you know when that famous person we know at his party, we're talking about the last episode, I said, this is my podcast co-host, Shireen, and he said, I know? And I was like,
wait, what?
How would you know? The host of the party.
Oh, he said that?
You don't remember that? And we were both, like, tripped out, like,
oh,
what?
I was like, oh, no. I remember saying, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you were like, oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. But
I
was
like,
my
reaction to anything.
You, like, know what my life is?
Yeah.
Is that not? That's the most humiliating part about me is that I don't believe anyone cares about me.
But, okay, we're in L.A., and it really feels like that
yes,
sometimes.
That's the thing. It's like, here's, I guess it's not me. It's just that sort of my environment has led me to think that I am a piece of shit trash that doesn't matter.
Yeah, because yeah. if you're not helpful to someone, they don't care about you. Like, that's just, like, the facts, right?
Yeah, like, the CNN building, there's, like, that ticker.
Uh-huh.
Like, mine is always just, like the Rodney Dangerfield, like, I get no respect.
Mm-hmm. That actually makes a lot of sense.
That's constantly running around in my brain. I'm like, I get no respect, I get no respect, I get no respect.
But okay, especially with someone that is famous-ish or, like, just more well-known or whatever, it is always nice when they, like, actually ask you questions and, like, or care about you or, like, whatever it is.
Famously,
you know?
That person has always been really lovely to me.
Yeah, which is great.
So that's nice. But, I mean, there's definitely, like, other folk who I've worked with and do work with. Literally, I got a message yesterday that made me go, like, I'm not really going to acknowledge you. Because I'm leaving for vacation tomorrow and I was trying to get them set up for something. And their email back to me was so rude that in my mind I said, I'm not helping you before I go, like, fuck you.
I respect that decision.
And they have responded to me today with some stuff, and I'm like,
not today.
Just gonna pretend I'm gone.
No. You have to be nice to people.
Yeah, I tried, and it's like, there's only so much energy I can give to people who literally sort of want me dead.
Yeah, and also, it's kind of interesting because sometimes it's not even the most famous people that are assholes. It's kind of like the B list or like C list even, that like, they get like a head trip. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I will say this person is... hold on, let me text you their name,
okay. And
you can sort of guess what their list is.
But I do appreciate, like, your friend from the party and, like, the people that they know and everything, the people that you work with that are, like, a little bit more famous. I love when they are just chill and they care. Like, I have a friend that we were both at his birthday party, and...
oh, yeah.
He's, like, a little bit older. I've worked on some of his stuff in the past, but he... I'll always remember this, but, like, he'll introduce me to other people being like, oh, my God, this is Shireen. She's a really good director.
Yeah.
And even that, it's so easy to do. It's so easy to be nice. And it's, like, nice to be introduced like that by someone who's, like, been around,
yes.
You know? And it's a
and
really easy thing
you.
To do. And I feel like it's just easy to be nice. And people just don't want to be. I don't know. Hold on. You text me. Oh.
So kind of up there.
Yeah, he's
they're
he
famous.
Oh, he's very famous.
I think they're just not that nice of a person.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sucks.
Whatever. You know what? They have been nice to me in the past, but they also can be very dismissive of me, which is, look, that's the gig.
For the record, Will Ferrell is the nicest person alive. It's never going to be him that's mean, just for the record. Can I say that?
No. Will Ferrell is an absolutely lovely human being.
Can I just
being.
Reveal that he's nice? No,
oh,
he's so normal.
Yeah, I don't. No.
He's so normal.
Always has treated me with respect, the utmost respect.
And he's just, like, not in your face about himself. Does that make sense? Like, he's just, like, a normal
friendly.
Guy that is really nice. Like, Alfred Molina, he was also
fucking the most lovely man. Alfred Molina is a gem. If you guys remember, Alfred Molina was on this podcast.
Can you believe that?
Because he walked by a picture of our podcast and then just, like, immediately connected with us.
Yeah,
he was like, I've always been ethnically ambiguous. Let's do a podcast. And you're like, yes, Alfred.
Such a lovely man. Remember when he told us to call him Fred?
Yeah, that's right. He did call us. Remember he revealed his dream role and we said we'd write it for him? Which is like him in a coma.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's really funny.
Literally having to do nothing.
That's
we were
really,
like,
really
we could
funny.
Write that.
Yeah, we could write that. Hey, there's a million things you could do in a coma. But anyway, I do think it's nice when people are nice. And I don't think you have to be famous to be nice or even whatever. I think my takeaway here is that it's so easy to be nice.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to, like, there's no effort for you if you introduce someone nicely or if you appreciate, like, I don't know. It's the older I get, the more silly it is to, like, keep up the bitch front.
Yeah, I guess I'll just reveal. The person who emailed me was Jack O'Brien. No, you guys will never figure it out because I don't publicly work with this person.
Yeah.
So you guys will never know. That's why it's completely hidden. Don't try and guess who this person was that sent me an email that made me think I shouldn't work with them. All right, I will continue to work with them. I mean, I'm not going to help them until I'm back from vacay.
Yeah. No, I don't think you should. I don't think you should.
AKA, I'm going to cook them and eat them.
Would you cook and eat a human if you had to?
Oh, at the end of times, yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
I saw
Yellow Jackets. I was like, they can do it. I can do it.
What if you found
out? I played soccer. I could probably do it.
What if you found out that you had like a favorite burger of all time? You were addicted to it, and then eventually you found out there was human meat in it. Would you still eat it?
Huh. Well, if the establishment stayed open and people were okay with it, then yeah, I would still eat it.
That's fair. That's
if the establishment closed because they were clearly like cooking people, then yeah, I'd be gone. I couldn't eat it anymore. Like, would I publicly disapprove of it? Yes.
Yes.
Would I privately be like, damn, dude, that's too bad? Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Would I publicly put out a statement disavowing them? Of course. What, am I not human? I'd put a Notes app out. A screenshot of a Notes app. Now, at home, would I be like, people are too critical of these burger places? Yeah, of course. I'm only human.
What's good is good.
It's just being so problematic.
Yeah. Okay, just wait. For show. That kind of reminded me of something that I don't want to talk about it too much because it's like insufferable. But have you seen this YouTuber Colleen Ballant?
Oh yeah, the Bollinger.
Yeah,
about
her fucking apology.
Yeah, where she was playing the thing.
That was the most insufferable ukulele thing I've ever seen. In my
I didn't
life.
Watch it, but I've seen it over
it's
and over
so
and over
bad.
On my Twitter feed.
It is so bad.
Well, she just seems annoying. Like I remember watching 2 seconds of her. What is her show called?
She has a character called Miranda Sings.
Okay, yes, I watched 2 seconds of her TV show back in the day, and I was like, this is nonsense, and I haven't really engaged with her content since.
She was one of those first people, like the first YouTube people that became famous, and so I remember her from back then, but I always thought she was so fucking annoying. Her fucking character is so annoying.
I did too. Her face, like when she does that, like, that weird face she
and
makes.
She would like be really offensive to a lot of different groups of people.
Yeah!
There was one clip of her performing Single Ladies with blackface.
Okay, did you see that her reps responded and said, no, it's green face makeup.
What does that even...
I don't know.
That's the silliest...
Let's be real.
Excuse.
It's blackface. Yeah. Let's be real. It's like how the actor we were all rooting for and then turned out to be, like, abusive.
Shia LaBeouf?
No. Were we rooting for
him? I don't know.
The one from... who's really having a moment. Shit. What is his name?
Armie Hammer?
Were we all rooting for Armie Hammer?
I don't know. I'm just going to see people that suck now.
He's in the new...
Ezra Miller.
Okay, no one was rooting for Ezra Miller.
I don't know.
Why do you keep saying all these people, all these like, white men we were rooting
for? I'm listing people that just suck now. I can't think of anyone that I used to like.
What's the Rocky movie, but about the other guy?
Miles Teller.
No, it was about... Okay, let's look at Michael B. Jordan to get to... Creed, okay.
I was really scared. I thought you meant it was going to be him.
No.
God.
It's not Michael B. Jordan, but it's the new Creed, Creed 3... Jonathan Majors.
Oh my God, you're... Oh, that
Sorry,
was
that
a really big
so
letdown.
Long
that
to get to.
That was a huge letdown.
It's like him when his... Okay, first of all, so I just want to really quickly say, Jonathan Majors is being represented by this lawyer. I think her name is Priya Chaudhary.
Mm-hmm.
Priya Chaudhary famously represents people who did it and so committed the crime they did, which to me, like when I saw her name, I was like, dead giveaway, he did it. But did you see they recently came out with a statement saying that all the times he was abusive was because he was method acting?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I was like, method acting, yes, famously stupid, but like, come on.
You want me to believe that he was like beating up someone in preparation for a role and that's like his excuse? No.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest, most LA thing I've ever heard. That is so stupid. That reminds me of when Shia LaBeouf was like, I've killed dogs when I've tried to like, what was it? Like prepare for a role. And everyone's like, you kill dogs.
Yeah. That's really dark. I don't like that.
No. No. That is the stupidest, dumbest excuse. But also like, I'm surprised no one has made it before at the same time. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's impressive how stupid it is.
Yeah.
Also, I want to say his lawyer represented Jen Shah, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, who committed all that like fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely did it.
Right. It sounds like she represents people who are guilty.
Yes, she 100% does. And I feel like, hold on, let's see.
I feel like hiring her also is like, I'm guilty.
Literally, I've searched
Why
her name
hire her?
So many times. Apparently, she's a good lawyer, but she doesn't really win. But I think she's good at like...
Bargaining or some shit?
Yeah, I guess. Hold on, let's see. Oh, she also wrote the... Oh my God, girl. Her book is entitled... You're not going to believe this.
Oh.
Oh my God, she also represented Paul Haggis.
Oh my God.
Girl, that's the screenwriter, film producer who had like the sexual assault allegations during the Me Too movement.
What is she doing?
Yeah, she also represented.
Is she like a pick me? Like, what's the goal here?
Her website notes that she is aggressively and creatively defends her clients' rights, regardless of the charges leveled against them.
That's why I don't like
interesting.
Some of the idea of being a lawyer. because like I don't want to represent someone that sucks. I don't want you to defend. I don't care about a fair trial if that person sucks. Sorry to say.
I agree. Wait, she has a book. She wrote Crimes of Dishonesty, Perjury, False Statement, and Obstruction of Justice in the White Collar Crime, Business, and Regulatory Offenses, and co-hosts the Security and Compliance Weekly podcast. Oh, God.
Everyone has a podcast.
If your lawyer has a podcast, honey, get out of there.
No.
And then her Twitter description sums her up best. Brown, immigrant woman, lawyer, American warrior, Jedi.
And, like, traitor.
And girl boss. Let's be real. That's, I mean, look,
how
hey.
How do we get to this topic?
I think she, oh, because you were talking about something. Oh, the brown face, green
Whoa,
face.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah,
like, just,
bitch.
Like, weird, yeah. weird sort of.
Excuses.
Excuses, yeah. For just abusive or shitty behavior. Or racist behavior.
Well.
I think she, I mean, as much as I want to come for Priya Chaudhary for representing these terrible mm-hmm. people, but, like, I think she has something that all children of immigrants or, like, brown kids have, which is, like, first the urge to succeed and be the best, mm-hmm. and then sort of, like, the moral and ethics come after that. Because if you do, I think if you do pass a certain point of being, like, the best,
yeah.
it's hard to go backwards yeah. and be like, oh, I don't. I mean, this is actually, you know, a lot of white people probably experience this, too, like, once you are like, I'm a top criminal defense lawyer, mm-hmm. I bet it's very hard to be like, but I won't defend you if you've clearly done it. You know, like,
That's
it's kind of like,
it's not,
you know, her parents are like, Priya,
yeah,
you need
job.
Health insurance.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
yeah. you know, how my dad always tells me to like take on podcasts by like Jim Rogan.
Yeah.
Jim Rogan.
Wow.
What's his name?
Joe.
Actually, you know, that's so spot on because my dad would probably call him
yeah,
Jim Rogan.
You were just quoting
I'd be like,
him.
Hey, does Jim Rogan need a producer? He's doing very good, Jim Rogan.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, it's Joe.
Also,
Joe,
no.
Dad, fuck that yeah. guy. You know he's an anti-vaxxer. Anna, money is money.
That's really good.
Did I just trigger you?
No. Yeah. Did I like disassociate yeah. right now when you're yelling
you
at
see,
me?
See, your eyes sort of like blanked over and then I sort of like grew a mustache.
It was the hand movement. I think.
Yeah, I know.
That like the fingers together yeah. with the thumb, yeah. like shway, shway, whatever
and then
the shit.
My mustache yeah. grew in so yeah. thick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it break time?
I think it is.
Should we take a break? Because I have to use
I
the bathroom.
I think we should. Oh, yeah, let's do that then.
All right, BRB.
Bye.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
And we're back again. Sorry. We should have rehearsed. All right. So we were talking about sort of being a lawyer for an evil person. Have you watched anything good recently? I still haven't watched Ultimatum. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm still watching Breakpoint. Once you watch the Ultimatum, would you have to talk about it?
Oh, yeah. Where are you on Breakpoint?
They don't have episode numbers, so it's kind of confusing. But I just watched the Wimbledon one.
In part two?
Yeah.
So you're like a few episodes in. So you're over five episodes in.
Yes, yes. I got to the new segments.
Isn't it interesting they have to wear all white?
I didn't know that until they said that in the show.
It's funny because at tennis, if someone's ever wearing all white, I go, what are you, at Wimbledon? Anyway. You
sort of have to know. Kyrgios, though. I really do like him. Like, it's just, like, he's, like, endearing and, like, he's been through shit and he's misunderstood.
I mean, I love the thing. I don't love it. But, like, all of a sudden it's like, everyone's like, fuck Nick Kyrgios. And he was like, I have mental health problems. Everyone's like, I get where he's coming from.
Okay. I'm sure not all great.
I've always kind of really liked him because I just think he's really funny. But that's like the energy.
He's funny. He doesn't take it too seriously. And
they're like, Nick Kyrgios? He's not who you think he is.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And it's like, no, he is. He is who we think he is because we can see him.
Yeah.
We can see how he acts on the court. But yeah. It's actually all.
But he's fun to watch.
From an internal struggle.
He makes it fun.
He does make it fun.
Yeah.
I like how this season he's like, I'm actually going to try.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you know what? If I practice, I could get good.
With his like makeup tutorial girlfriend. And I watched her. I looked at her Instagram for so long. I watched 5,000 makeup tutorials.
She's a makeup tutorial person?
Well, she's an influencer.
Oh, she is. Oh. They're still together?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good for them. The Mateo and
I don't think he's the easiest person to deal with.
I don't think so either.
Like when he's screaming at you like, I need you to stand up.
No, and you're like, that was confusing to me. I'm just like, why do you need that?
Because like, to be a professional tennis player is to be professionally unwell.
I really, yeah, that was kind of confusing to me. I'm just like, what are you, like, they're there supporting you. What do you
a
want
solo
them to do?
Sport career?
Yeah.
Like, you unhinged. So deadly to your psyche.
It really
and they
is.
All say, they go, the second you lose focus, you lost the match. Even if you have the whole match to go, the second you lose focus, which I think is incredible. Did you see when Kyrgios played the Greek guy, Tsitsipas?
Yeah.
The way he mind funks, Tsitsipas, I can never say his last name. It's Tsitsipas.
But that guy was fucking condescending as shit.
And he also did deserve to get called out for knocking a ball into the audience.
He did.
Like, he almost hit someone.
No, he kept calling him, like, a basketball player. It's because he's brown and has tattoos. Like, are you fucking, go home.
Yeah.
I hated that. Oh my God.
What's his name? Stefan?
So his first name was with a T. No, last name was with a T. First name was with an S. But I really hated how he was talking about him. He's just like, he's so unprofessional. He's so like, whatever he said. Like, this isn't basketball.
Stefanos.
Did not like that man.
Whoa.
He did mindfuck him, which is really fun to watch.
I see. Whoa.
What?
Stefanos Tsitsipas and Paula Badosa are dating.
What?
As of one day ago, she's another player.
I thought Paula was with that guy, the model guy.
Oh, Shireen. That was season one.
Oops.
No, that was like probably like 2 years ago when that was filmed.
Okay.
This is now 2023. This was one day ago it's been. They'll also be playing mixed doubles together.
Ooh.
Is that a good idea?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'm going to say no. I wouldn't want that. I think it's good to have some space.
Yeah. Interesting. She's gorgeous. He just looks like any generic white guy. Yeah, the way Nick Kyrgios mind-funked I just like saying his last name like that, to a point of just he ruined that man on the court.
But that's like part of his game. Like, he wasn't able to do that with Novak. And that's why I think his game was
worse.
Well,
that's the problem. Novak is a stone cold
killer.
That's
what I mean. Like,
because he's unvaxxed.
Like, Kyrgios' game is partly him unsettling you.
Yes.
You know? And that's
he's
why
he's throwing your focus.
Yeah, but Novak was like unfazed.
Well, yeah, because Novak is, I believe, sort of built in a lab.
And
that's why he can't get vaccinated, because he's actually not human.
So
the vaccine
wouldn't
even work on him because he's not human.
He's protecting himself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Get vaccinated.
Yeah,
but honestly, like, he's next level.
Yeah, it kind of makes me annoyed because it doesn't seem like he's going to stop anytime soon. Like, he kind of still feels like he's in his prime if he's, like, number two in the world or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
Novak?
Yeah.
I'll kill him.
I just think it's.
My
mom disagreed with me because I'm just like, they have to go. Like,
your mom disagreed.
Yeah, because she was like, well, they're still at the top of their game. Why would they go? Like, they get paid for it and they're having fun and all that stuff. And I'm just like, I understand that.
True.
But She was also saying that, like, it's not like before. She said, she made a good point that athletes are kind of sticking around longer than they used to. Like, she gave me the example of, like, LeBron being on the same team with his son next year, and that's never happened before in the history
just
of sports.
Just be careful, because Zach will get triggered with this conversation.
I'm just saying that...
See, he's pretending to shoot us.
I'm just saying that it's interesting to see that generational thing happen, because that's never happened before.
What if you're like, yeah, I'm going to stick around, I'm going to play with Bunny.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Whatever. You and Bunny played the same sport, and yeah. You're the greatest of all time. And
But you're still able to play.
I know. That's wild.
Yeah. Like, Tom Brady's a million years old.
But didn't he retire? Did he go back? I can't remember.
I thought like it happened like five times. But my point is, like, it is interesting because they are sticking around longer. And that makes it harder for people that are up and coming to, like, make a mark. So that's what makes me mad.
Yeah, it does. You know what also makes it harder? When your security guard slaps Britney Spears.
Who that was? Oh my God, wait. I read something about that. Wait, what was that?
It was Victor Wembanyama was walking through Vegas. He's the new sort of like LeBron in people's eyes.
Okay.
He just got drafted. He's French.
Oh.
Just got drafted.
Okay. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. More like, croissant. No, don't slap someone in the face.
Right.
So he was walking through Vegas, and Britney, like, went up to tap him on the shoulder to be like, get a picture or something. And his security guard, like, there's footage. People say either there's two conflicting reports out there. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the video, it clearly shows security guard pushing her away and, like, slapping her across the face.
That's not true.
But then there's other, like, news sources like AP and NBC being like, no, he pushed her hand away and she slapped herself in the face. And I'm like, but there's video and you can kind of see his hand go, like, up against her face. And I'm kind of like, I don't know who's pushing what narrative. But Victor Wembanyama says that she grabbed him from behind. But then you can see in the video that she goes and goes like this. Like, she's not grabbing
hell?
Him, you know? She's not like, Britney's not going to grab you. She ran up to tap
Did
him on
he
the shoulder.
Think that she was like a random person? Not that it matters, but
I
like,
guess.
Well.
Just a random fan. But here's the thing. Also, like, yeah, I get you're like the hot new shit, but like, I haven't even seen you play in a game yet, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about you.
Hey, that's what I'm saying about like you.
Britney's been here.
Like, you have a self-importance about you and you're not even like, whatever.
And also, what security guard? Like, just relax.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? She taps you on the shoulder and then what?
I don't know. Stabs you.
I guess. But even that, like.
No, it's really irrational. It's just a power trip. It really
yeah,
just,
it's
that's
a power
all it
trip.
Is.
Because once again, like, yes, you're Victor Wembanyama, but like at the same time, Zach's like glaring at me. I have not seen you playing a game.
I don't
know if you're about to be another Zion Williamson. There you go, bitch. How about that? Like, weren't they feeding Zion like literal like cows that they brought into like, that's an old Josiah Johnson meme where he was like, how the NBA is feeding Zion Williamson, and it's like that clip from Jurassic Park where they're bringing the cows into like the dinosaur cage, like they wanted him to be like the next LeBron, which, hey, maybe he will be. He's back. He was injured for a minute, but hey, I'll fucking see.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is that even if you're good,
there's no
you're still
to
not an asshole.
Attack to slap the queen of
yeah,
pop.
Yeah, there's no excuse for a power trip. Like, there's, I think if you're frail enough to get consumed by a power trip, then you're kind of pathetic. To be fair,
I agree.
Like, it's
the French, dude. I'm sorry, but the French, you got a problem.
Yeah.
Famously rude,
and xenophobic. Great.
That's true. They hate.
They hate
famously
us.
Islamophobic, xenophobic, a mess.
Yeah. But anyway, we have conversations, and I don't know how we got there, and then it makes me confused about where to go next. That's what talking feels like.
Have you been watching Secret Invasion?
What is that?
It's like a Marvel show on Disney Plus.
No. What
is
it
about? Like,
it's
very sci-fi.
Ooh.
It's Nick Fury's episode. Samuel L. Jackson is like
something,
fighting some green guys. It's interesting.
Interesting. I didn't know that was out.
This is interesting.
Okay.
Amelia Clarke?
Mm-hmm.
Is she the girl from
Game of Thrones?
Yeah. She's in it.
Ooh.
And she came out in an article. Ace is looking at me so intensely. I put Ace in the other room just so you guys know, because he was crying too much in this room and I just got sick of it. But Amelia Clarke came out and said, like, working on a Marvel set is like the most wonderful, lovely set she's ever worked on.
That means she had a terrible time.
Oh, for sure. So then I saw another report, and by report I mean someone tweeted, that apparently, like, on Game of Thrones, those two idiots who wrote the show, apparently, like, in between whenever she was naked, in between shots, would just have her sit there naked and wait to, like,
reset. I read
about
that, yeah.
And then, like, they didn't even get her robe until, like, start getting her robes and, like, things to cover up until
Jason
Momoa, like, threw a fit on set about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
What?
Terrible.
How is that not? That's an HBO set. How is that just not standard?
It's really stupid. It's really stupid.
Like, you just expect her to sit there naked? I guess it's HBO, so they're like, titties.
It's like Sam Levinson. Like, he would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, Sam Levinson. I could fuck Sam Levinson up. Oh, should we talk about The Idol?
Scum.
Because we both watched it.
I hate that I watched it, though. But
who
I do
cares that we watch it? Here's the thing. You know what we are? We're purveyors of culture. So you should be upset if we don't watch it.
I just think, I genuinely...
And I'll watch anything.
We can talk more about it. Actually, no, we can talk about it now.
Wait, have you finished it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot comprehend how a show like that was made. One, I mean, it was written. Well, no. Yes. One, it was thought of. Mm-hmm. Two, lines were written that are abhorrent.
Yes.
They were checked by someone.
Yeah.
They were filmed. They were edited.
Did you read the Rolling Stone about it?
No.
Basically, it was a whole different show.
Oh, yeah, I did read that.
And then The Weeknd got upset that the show wasn't about him anymore and that it was more from a female perspective. So him and Sam Levinson came in and just scrapped everything.
It was originally with the female director.
Yeah, the director, Amy Simons, I think her name is. And then just, like, reshot all of it, fucked up the entire script, made it a completely different show, and now it's trash. It made no sense.
I mean, from what I read, they had filmed everything but, like, the last couple scenes.
I think, like, the finale.
With Amy.
Yeah.
And then they fucking
Did
scrapped
it. Did you see
it.
The photos of what it was supposed to look like before?
No.
I gotta show you.
But then you see fucking Lily Rose Depp being like, I had the best experience ever. It was the best, like, working with you guys was, like, so amazing, all this stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know if I believe that. I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's in her, like... It doesn't do her any favors to come and, like, rip the Idol apart.
I'm not saying that, but it just seems really extra the way she's doing it.
No, I know, but I think that's what the situation is like, she's just trying to protect herself.
I mean, to be fair, I think she's pretty good in it.
I think she's great.
I think she's, like, surprisingly, like, really good. Maybe just in comparison to the fucking Weeknd, who can't act for shit.
He was just too much. His character was just too much.
The whole show was too much.
It was
distracting. Oh, my God. Okay, if you guys haven't watched it, genuinely, it's fucking trash, but there are some lines that I still cannot get over in my head. Like, this is in the first episode, I think, where she's talking to her assistant, and she has just met the Weeknd's character, and the assistant is, like, grossed out by him, and Lily Rose Depp is like, I don't know, I just like his vibe. And the assistant's like, ew, I hate his vibe, it's so gross.
She says it's rapey.
She's like, he has a rapey vibe, and then Lily Rose Depp is like, but that's what I like.
Yeah, which
but
is
that's
like...
what I like about him. What the fuck? What the fuck? And then there's, like, a rape storyline later in the fucking show with her ex, and it's just like, so that's, I don't know, bad, but, like, that line was, I don't know. I hated that. I think the worst line I've ever heard in my life is, I'm shitting more blood than the kids on Epstein's Island. I think that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's gross.
The worst thing I've ever heard in my life. It's like, I told you this the other day, but, like, it's like some fucking dweeb pretending that he's a writer for Succession, thinking he's, like, being witty and risque or some shit, and instead comes up with the most, like, disgusting crap I've ever heard in my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. He's a fucking creep.
That is so fucking gross.
I'm texting you a bunch of photos of what the original show was supposed to look like.
Okay, let's see. Oh, wow. That is so
different. It's supposed to be a completely different show, like, about a girl that was actually,
well,
like, a pop star.
That is crazy.
Versus, like, what it turned into.
This is completely different looking.
Yeah.
Like, look at that.
Yeah, it could have been, like, cute and fun and, like...
It was supposed to be, like, a commentary about pop star industry male gaze shit. That was so different.
And we were gonna,
he was far less creepy looking.
Yes.
He'd have a fucking rat tail. Like, a greasy-ass rat tail.
You're like, why did they do it this way?
Also, another thing that bothers me is that they filmed it on film. They wasted so much fucking film.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like... How many million? I think it's like $27 million to make that show. $1 million!
Yeah, that's crazy.
I cannot believe. Fucking Sam Levinson is just a fucking nepotism piece of shit that has way too many opportunities to make his fucking piece of shit things come true. And I fucking hate him. And honestly, I like The Weeknd's music. But this makes me kind of lose respect for him, if I'm being honest. Because he, like, made the show with Sam Levinson. And it's so bad. It's so gross.
I'm not even
trying to be, like, woke or whatever the shit. Like, it's not even about that. It's fucking disgusting.
No, it sucks. And also, like, if you watch the show for what it is, it makes zero sense. It's like someone who has never made television wrote it. Like, there's no consensus in the narrative. There's things that don't pay off. There's, like, a lack of continuity.
Yeah.
Like,
you have no idea what anyone's motivations are.
Not at all. There's no character development.
It's fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid. And it's, and like the cinematography, I think, is the only good thing about it technically, because like it's like on French, fucking film.
It's like a French cinematographer who's like, I was just saying Wimbenyama.
I think we should get the original
look,
show.
We all want the original show.
There's something there.
Give us the original Idol.
I want to see what could have been.
Sign my petition for the original Idol to be released.
Yeah. God, I just... Every time I watched it, it got more ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it couldn't get worse than it did.
Oh, yeah. Every episode, I was like, oh, fuck off.
And then her hit songs are literally like, choke me till I pass out. Like, what?
And she's like, I'm being authentic to myself. I will say the best part of the show is that it brought us incredible sort of singer-songwriters like Susanna Son, Ramsey. I mean, Moses Sumney was already out here. So was Troye Sivan. But like, yeah. Susanna Son and Ramsey, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm glad I got to meet these two people because now I know about them.
Susanna Son is like...
Yeah, her song, My Family, was that's a fucking...
She's a great incredible performer, singer.
Because she also like wrote those songs.
And she's like, it's like poetry.
Yeah.
I told this to you the other day, but she was in that movie Red Rocket by Sean Baker. And apparently the story is that she was that he found her outside of the Arclight, like she was like waiting for a friend or something, and he found her and he was like, "Do you want to be in my movie?" And like a couple years later, they made Red Rocket, and that's how she got in. Yeah.
But then she was just like also just low key an incredible singer.
They incorporated it in the movie. I'm pretty sure she had like a couple of piano scenes, but I think like he wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Like meeting
know?
Her, you never know.
L.A. baby.
Yeah.
That's why you have to talk to everyone, including a guy who sticks his head in a cold plunge. You know.
Let's take our second break before we forget.
It's already time?
I think so.
Zach, time for a second break? Sure. Okay, guys, we'll be right back after these quick commercial buy whatever they're selling you messages.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
And we're back. I was also gonna say on the Idol, I mean the absolute legend of the show, Divine Joy Randall.
She's the only good part about it. Like the film is pretty.
The show is about her.
She's
dealing
so
with all
good.
This nonsense.
Really?
When she said we need to kill him, I said,
yeah.
Listen to this woman.
Yeah. And the ending was so dumb.
It was really dumb. It made no sense.
Everything was so dumb.
It turns out, guys, get this. The Weeknd is the victim in all this.
Is that a spoiler?
How, No. That's how it ended.
But is that a spoiler?
Okay, first of all, if you haven't watched it, you're not going to watch it.
That's fair. No, it is pretty ridiculous because then you're supposed to like feel sorry for him or some shit. And it's like, nah, he's like a pimp and like a gross man.
Yeah.
There's so many storylines that weren't like the fucking the Troye Sivan's issue. Like what?
That made no sense. His whole storyline made no sense. That it's like they cut everything.
It's like they really cut like the letter that the assistant leaves. They never got to the letter that like why she was worse than her mom. I never understood that. Like I yeah the fucking badass bad not badass but bad show bad show. I can't believe it's real.
I can't believe it's really.
I can't believe Sam Levinson's allowed to make anything.
Well, here's the thing. He just ruined his career.
No, he didn't.
Did he not?
Euphoria.
He gets what? He gets Euphoria. Another season of Euphoria. But thing is, he's not getting another season of Euphoria because of him. He's getting it because of Zendaya.
But the fact that he was able to even work with like The Weeknd wanted to work with him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's going to go anywhere.
But you know who else he worked with? Which is sad. But Reza Fahim. Reza Fahim is also a co-creator of The Idol, and I guess now is a TV writer, but he's a writer, but he owned The Tenants of the Trees. Do you remember that nightclub?
Oh, fuck! Yeah.
Remember that nightclub that basically went under because it became famous for, like, people being drugged at
yeah.
it? Like, in your drink?
That was him, Reza Fahim?
He owned that bar.
Oh,
that
shit.
Club.
I don't think I ever really knew that guy's name. I just know it was creepy.
Tenants of the Trees.
That place was, like, scary.
I'm sorry to break it to you, but...
I mean, even just the way, like, I don't know. Like, Sydney Sweeney, I think it's, like, not news. Like, the way she's incredibly, like, the only character on the show that's, like, so sexually exploited. And the fact that you have to remember they're all supposed to be in fucking high school. Like, that's just, like, I don't know. Like, if you want to watch some, like, dark high school shit, like, go watch Skins. Like, it's...
Classic.
Like, also, that show has a lot of stars from it. Fucking Nicholas Holt. Like, look at him now.
Actually, it says, like, Tenants of the Trees is still... open, but I guess
I think it got bought by someone else, right?
Okay, I don't know. It's not clear if he still owns it, but I doubt he does. But then I also read that like potentially some of The Weeknd's character is based off like Reza's experience as
oh,
a nightclub
really?
Owner. Yeah, I don't know how factual
oh.
that is. That's
was he a pimp?
Read. No, but I'm sure he was
had a rat tail.
Yeah, I'm sure he had a rat tail. No, I don't know, but I don't like
it. But it makes me sad because it really feels like nepotism babies will always be here forever. You know, we're never going to say goodbye because he's just going to be here. Like,
yeah.
Sam Levinson needs to be stopped, but he never will be. Makes me really upset. He's so bad.
Speaking of Breakpoint, do you know Wimbledon's happening right now?
It's no. Oh, wait, my mom did tell me that Owens was playing someone.
Owens was?
Owens was, yeah. But
you got your mom into Owens?
Yeah. I told her to watch the episode, and she only watched that episode.
Owens is legendary,
she's
dude.
She's so fucking cool. That backhand, the slice...
Well, the slice is a classic.
But, like, she's the only one that does it, right? Like, it's
no,
so...
slice is a pretty...
Really? But it's universal. not very, like, used for a backhand. Like, I don't know. I feel like I don't see it used that often. Maybe not the way that
it
she does
it. Depends on
it.
The player. Mm. But, yeah, she has a strong slice backhand.
She's so cool.
I wish I could do it. I'm not very good at it.
The way she plays is just because... I think she's good because she's not trained like everyone else. Like, she's unconventional. She's never, like, been, like, coached by... Like, her coach is her husband. Like, her coach... No, she has a coach, and then her trainer is her husband. But I think she's a really amazing example of someone that's just, like, naturally talented.
Yeah.
And unconventional and unpredictable. I don't know. She's so fucking cool.
Well, she's, like... She's an Arab player, which is not as common. And I think when you, like, grow up... playing in like Tunisia and taking lessons in Tunisia, like you learn a different style
yeah.
of play than if you would to like in America or Europe or like
I think that's
Australia.
Why she surprises her opponents because they're just like they're not expecting her to do X, Y, or Z, you know. I don't know.
God, she's
first
great.
African woman in Wimbledon, first or like
yeah,
just like to
like
get that far, first Arab like
to play
it's just,
a Grand Slam. I wish she could win one. God,
me
she
too.
Deserves
I
it.
I really wanted her to beat that What's Her Face girl, the episode I just watched. I forgot what country she was from. She was so close.
Swiatek?
Yeah.
Iga Swiatek, who's not, but she's world number one, so that's a tough. She's Polish. Iga Swiatek. That's the 21-year-old who's like,
no.
She's
23.
Who did she play?
She played this, like, I mean.
I can't remember that far back.
But no, I think she played like world number, I don't think it was that high up. I think it was her, from what I remember, it was that girl's first Wimbledon. And it was. Owns a
Onze's Sabalenka,
maybe.
I'm forgetting who
all
she
the names
played.
Have the same to me, but it didn't make me sad. She was really close in the 23-year-old one, but I don't know. The thing is, like, the thing that's hard for like athletes that are at that high caliber, like, even being number two, I don't think it registers how cool that is because it's not number one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like being number 2, 3, 4, 10, whatever, that's like sick. But when it comes to like that level of competition, you think you're a loser unless you're number one. And that's not true because you're still so good. Like it's like the second, it's like a silver medal in fucking the Olympics. Like you're still fucking the shit. But it is a competition, I guess, and you want to be number one. But I don't know. It makes me sad because I think they don't realize how good they are sometimes, I guess. Maybe they do. I don't know. Tennis just makes me realize just how in their heads people are and how like self-defeating they can be just from that show, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is like if you are the only person on the court or on the field, like you have no one to blame but yourself if you lose.
Yeah.
Which I think is a huge mental struggle.
Yeah.
And how easy it is to lose focus. Because people are assholes. Like, mm-hmm. you saw when, like, Kyrgios or someone would try and serve and someone would be like, bah!
Yeah, what the fuck
and you're
was
like,
that?
Dude. And they have to be like, please quiet down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't think of another sport that's like that. At least not at the moment. But anyway, I guess we're, like, nearing the end. And now we're just, like, puttering out. Ooh, have you seen Past Lives?
No, I haven't yet. This? Yeah, I think you did, but oops. I know I haven't seen it. I need to go watch it.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
I heard it's incredible.
It made me cry.
Greta Lee, Oscar-winning performance?
I don't think they're going to give it to them, to be honest. I don't. I think it is, but I don't think they're going to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good. The guy in it especially was like really impressive to me. What else have I seen recently? I don't know. I've been kind of like checked out, but we're both going on trips. You're going tomorrow. I'm going next week. We'll have some fun times. We'll come back and update each other. You know? It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Is Bunny going to forget me?
No. Why would she forget you?
I don't know. I'm going to be gone for like 2 weeks.
You'll be fine.
Why did you hesitate?
Because cats don't like just forget you. They know who you are. I mean, she's going to fuck you up when you come back
really?
To be like, why did you leave me?
I don't want her to forget me. It makes me sad because she's sleeping by herself now and she used to sleep with me. And now she's like has to find her own little corners in my parents' house. But my mom said that she's getting more comfortable with her. Like, she sat in her lap for the first time yesterday.
Oh, really?
Which is nice.
That's so cute.
My mom gave her a good brushing, and she really liked that, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. She doesn't let me brush her, so hopefully that means I can brush her now. My mom is very forceful with cats. She does not take no for an answer. She's more forceful than I am. I think I'm always afraid of making her be afraid of me, because I don't want her to be afraid of me. But no, I mean, it's so fucking pathetic how much I miss her already. It's so weird. It's just, my place is boring without her.
I get it.
It's just boring. It's less cute. Everything is less cute.
After the first night I left Ace, or not Ace, Trim, I was the whole time like, I kept like looking for him. Or I kept expecting him to knock something down.
Yeah. Well, for me, I like when I scoot back my desk chair, I always have to look for her because she might be behind mm-hmm. it and I want to roll her over, but I still do that. And she's not even there.
I know.
I feel crazy. But yeah, it's like nice to have something like...
I killed Bunny. Just joking.
It's nice to like look forward to coming home sometimes or like talk to something that's not you. She's a cutie and I miss her and I hope she doesn't forget me. She's not going to forget me. I think cats have a different kind of long-term memory. But I am glad that she's getting more comfortable with my mom because I do want her to like see that like really sweet side of Bunny, you know, like the side that she only shows me maybe. And
yeah.
then she can be like loved by my entire family, hopefully. My dad thinks she's pretty annoying. But that's my dad.
Have we already taken our second break? Yeah, we did.
We're almost done. I think you can wrap up now if you wanted to.
All right. What if I just got up and left? guys, that is it.
Yep.
I don't know how long this episode's been.
I guess it's long enough. I think it's long enough. Zach,
is it long enough? Give us a thumbs up. I think he has his shoes off. I just see one toe.
I think it's a yes toe. He like wriggled his toe at us. Maybe that's a yes.
We don't have our headphones on, so.
He's like banging the mic with his toe.
That's not appropriate. People put their face next to that.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
He has a big ass toe.
We're gonna keep this all in for the
His
record.
Main toe is huge.
Main toe? Big toe?
It's like huge. Sometimes it's like got a brain of itself.
Mm.
Its own. Okay, that made no sense. All right, guys, time to go.
That's the sign. We
you can wrap
go
us up because I don't remember anything.
Yeah, Ethnically Ambiguous, Ethnically Amb, A-M-B on Twitter, Ethnically Ambig, A-M-B-I-G on Instagram. I'm Shireen, Shirohiro on Instagram, and Shirohiro666 on Twitter.
I'm Anna, at Anna Hosnia on Twitter, at Selling Hosnia on Instagram, sellinghosnia.substack.com.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll write something for you, maybe I won't, depends.
I guess you gotta subscribe.
Depends
to
on my
out.
Mood.
Yeah. And
it's crazy we're like about to leave for vacay and then you'll hear this episode 8 weeks after I come back from vacay, and then you'll get a recap of my vacay about 14 weeks after I've already been back.
Yeah. But that's podcasting. When you want to get ahead of the game so you're not stressed, you got to bank some episodes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be stressed, you know?
I don't want to be stressed.
I want to be able to go on vacay for a week and not record that week and not be worried, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the price we have to pay.
We just did 2 episodes in a row for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost touch with reality.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to get out of here.
I'm malfunctioning.
She is glitching at the moment. So that's the cue. Bye. Bye.
Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.